After several minutes, the protesters pushed into the barricade towards the police, prompting the officers to fire the irritant again. As protesters yelled, "Why? Why?" the back and forth continued for 45 minutes or so, with neither side showing any sign of giving in, and the police firing irritant at the protesters around 10 more times. Just before 11:30, the protesters rushed the barricade and dismantled it. The police responded by retreating into the public safety building. A short time later, they came back outside, firing again and moving into the protesters, some of whom fell to the ground. A heavy rain began to fall several minutes later. The disciplinary action against the seven officers was the first in response to Mr. Prude's death. In a news conference on Thursday afternoon, Mayor Lovely Warren apologized to the Prude family, saying that Mr. Prude had been failed by our police department, our mental health care system, our society, and he was failed by me. Ms. Warren did not offer other details on why the investigations into the March 23 encounter had taken so long, but suggested that she had been misled by the police chief, LaRon D. Singletary. Experiencing and ultimately dying from the drug overdose in police custody, as I was told by the chief, is entirely different than what I ultimately witnessed on the video, the mayor said. Chief Singletary bristled on Wednesday at the suggestion that his department had been trying to keep Mr. Prude's death away from public attention. "This is not a cover-up," he said, adding that he ordered criminal and internal investigations hours after the encounter. He stood by the officer's response to what had initially been a mental health-related call. "Our job is to try to get some sort of medical intervention, and that's exactly what happened that night." On Wednesday, the State Attorney General, Letitia James, made her first statement on the case, offering condolences to Mr. Prude's family and promising a fair and independent investigation. "We will work tirelessly to provide the transparency and accountability that all of our communities deserve," she said.